Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining on such short notice. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue with some Shin Samach Gimel, and we are going to be learning Se'ifim, Vav, and Zayin. This is page Reish Chaf, Amud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sark Shlo Yeh Alechi Rachuk Min HaKosel Shlosh HaTvachim, that when you put up a lechi on the fourth side, when it's missing a wall, that lechi cannot be more than three tvachim from the wall. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sark Shlo Yeh Yeshor M'shatam Mishum Dasi Avir Da'igisu Da'igisu M'vatun Lei. This is a concept that's going to come up again in the simin. The concept is that when you have a wall and then it's flanked on both sides by airspace, if the airspace on both sides is wider than the wall, meaning that we say that the wall is invalid. So the assumption over here is you have this little tiny lechi, it's more than three tefachim away from the wall, and then on the other side of the lechi is just straight airspace all the way to the other side. So you have airspace on both sides of the lechi that are larger than the lechi itself, and therefore it's invalid. But if the lechi is, let's say, 3.5 tefachim away from the wall, but the lechi itself is 4 tefachim wide, well, then you don't have that problem because the airspace on both sides is not larger than the lechi. Because it's more wall than airspace on one side. And in such cases, we do not say asiyav viru mevatele, and the lechi would in fact be valid. However, others say that it's got nothing to do with asiyav viru daigisa daigisa, that we're just always machmir that the lechi needs to be within three tvachim of the wall, and we should be machmir about this. Sivkat chav gimel halechi ve'echi shakovei tzuras haPesach l'mavui. Let's say you don't use a lechi to be matir the mavui, you use a tzuras haPesach. So das harbe me aposkim sheinu tzarich l'daktik shei b'toch shlosh tefachim l'kosel. So many poskim say you don't have to be careful that it be within three tefachim of the kosel. The tzuras haPesach mechitza gemurihi, because the tzuras haPesach is itself a full wall. V'yesh poskim tzuril l'day nchilik bein tzuras haPesach l'lechi l'ninze, and there are other poskim and say, nah, there's no difference between a tzuras haPesach and a lechi with this regard. U'bishas hadchak yesh lismach lahakel. And bishas hadchak, we could be mekel. V'im yesh arba'a tvachim in tzuras haPesach la'kosel. But if there's four tvachim of space, not three, four tvachim of space between the tzuras haPesach and the kosel, das ha'chayodim tzarech lamin lechi yetz la'kosel. Then the chayodim says you need to add another lechi right next to the wall. U'laditi tzarech yun gambazeh. Says, I'm not even sure that that's necessary. K'moshu birati biralacha, as I explain in the Bir Halacha. Ulechadchila bevaday nachon lachosh lachmir afilu brachuk shlosh tefachim min hakosel. But lechadchila, certainly it's the best thing to do to be machmir even if it's just three tefachim away from the wall. Okay, siv zayin. Lechi afilu shvarim v'shivei shvarim k'sherim bo. If you have a lechi that's made up of a bunch of broken pieces, that's perfectly fine. Says Rama, v'lechenos en lechi meisid tochoy bakosel. A lechi could be cement that's just stuck onto the side of the wall. It's a protrusion. And it doesn't matter if it's one unit or if it's, that's fine. As long as you're careful that you don't have the first three tefachim off the ground rubbed out of that seed, because that would be a problem, because then it's not a valid lechi if it's not present in the first three tefachim off the ground. Broken pieces that are attached to one another and form the size of a lechi is perfectly fine. As long as it can withstand a regular wind. This is unlike a beam that goes over a mavoi, where the halach is that it has to be strong enough to hold a brick. A lechi doesn't have to be strong enough to hold anything. It just needs to be strong enough not to blow away. If plaster that or cement that's attached to the wall can be a lechi, stones that protrude from the wall, as long as they're within three tefachim of one another, so you have lavud, that can also form a lechi. And therefore we make lechi, we'll make a lechi out of even the sid, even the plaster, the logarim, the mutab lechi. lechi. That's no worse than the broken pieces that that can make up a lechi. The same is true when it comes to the Tzuras HaPesach, where you need to make two lechis, one on each side. If you're afraid it might blow away, so you might be better off just plastering or cementing the side walls and using that as your posts for the Tzuras HaPesach. As long as you're careful that the beam that goes over them, or the string that runs over them, is directly above both of these both of the side posts or the plaster that you have on the side walls. But if you're using plaster or cement that's attached to the wall as a lechi, it has to have some substance to it. It can't just be a discoloration on the wall. I'll call upon him kichut, at least like a string. But if it's just something that it's a discoloration on the wall, shakor and kraid, osharzev alomahani, that certainly does not work. And you have to be careful that it not rub out in the bottom three tefachim closest to the ground. How would it rub out in the bottom three tefachim closest to the ground? Animals will walk by and rub against the wall, and they might rub off the plaster or the cement that's attached to the wall, and therefore it will no longer be a functional lechi nor a functional tzuras hapesach. When we say more than three tefachim off the ground, it's lav dafka. Even if it's exactly three tefachim of rubbed out cement, for the bottom three tefachim from the ground, is also no good. That would also ruin the lechi. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sivvav we said that the lechi has to be within three tefachim of the wall, but there's a machlokas whether that's still necessary if the lechi itself is bigger than three tefachim. We also had a machlokas if when you have a tzuras hapesach, is that allowed to be more than three tefachim away from the wall or not? And the Mishnah Berurah recommends being machmir. And then we said in Siv Zayin that a lechi could be made up of almost anything: broken pieces, cement, protruding stones. You just have to make sure that it could withstand a ruach metzuya and that it doesn't get rubbed out in the bottom three tefachim that are closest to the ground, where it's most likely to get rubbed out by animals. Bez Hashem, tomorrow should be normal time, normal place, although I said the same thing yesterday. And Si'ifim Chastas Yud Yer Aleph and Yud Beis. Looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening.